Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with the professor from the Student of the Gun, Paul Markle. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic.
We were talking a little shop before we went, so I decided we would just go ahead and kick it in this and talk about this, because right after I get done with this, I'm going to be heading to Best Buy to get a battery for one of the GoPros. I have three GoPros, 1.9 and 2.10s. I don't have as many GoPros as Paul does, and they don't go about as far back as Paul's do, but, I'm going to be getting to shoot today, and most of the time here lately, I've been using the GoPros to shoot the video. Now, you were telling me you've been using GoPros since the Hero 3, so that would be 9 years. You've been using them for 9 years?
Oh, at least. I think it was like 2012, 2013 that we started using them. And the great thing about the GoPro is that obviously it's got all the different mounting setups, and it's got the waterproof, shockproof, bulletproof casing. Well, I don't know if it's bulletproof. I haven't tried that yet, but and that's great. The bane to them though is for the editors. Cause when the GoPros first came out, I remember talking to a different friend of mine, and he's like, oh, we got this idea. We're going to go to the range, and all the shooters are going to have GoPros. And I was like, cool. And he said, so what we're going to do is we're going to turn on everybody's GoPro, and then we're going to capture everything they see and do as they're going about the training program. And I laughed, and he's like, what? I was like, how much are you planning to pay your editor?
Wow.
Like, what do you mean? I said, do you know what you're talking about? You're talking about generating hours of footage that have to be gone through. And most people don't understand that. And the best cameramen are people who were editors.
Right. Because they know how to do the shot and make it count with one or two takes of it, and the lighting right, and the color right, and the exposure right, and all that other stuff.
Yeah, well, you hand somebody, and the worst thing that you're in trouble when the cameraman or somebody on set says, we need to fix that in post. Because if there's an editor around, they're like, oh, no, hell no, we're not fixing that in post. You get it right now. Don't hand that over to me and expect me to fix it.
Well, how many GoPros handed out then?
I think we were going to put one, like, one on it. It was like eight people.
And the training course was a day long?
Yeah, it was an all day long course. And I was like, and I laughed. I was like, man.
Well, the batteries don't last that long, do they?
Oh, no. Every couple hours you change the batteries or whatever. But I was like, dude, you can't generate that much. That's the thing between an autonomous camera, like a GoPro that you just turn on and you point in a certain direction and turn it on.
Right.
Versus a human running it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would have been like 16, minimum of 16 hours of footage to go through.
Oh, yeah. To get 5 or 10 minutes of usable footage.
That editor would have been buying a new house off of that one. If he got paid what he was worth. The beauty of the GoPro for the gun, if you're going to video running and gunning, and you were just talking about the mounting points and everything else, the other thing about the GoPro is it has this really good, it has really good stabilization. So you don't get this nauseating shaky cam when somebody's running down the range with it if you have one of the newer ones.
Oh, yeah. When we did our helicopter hog hunt weekend, we had them not only mounted to the rifles, but we had them mounted to the exterior of the helicopter itself.
Right.
With the suction cup mounts.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
They can go.
That's a good testimony to a product when you can put it on the outside of a helicopter and go buzzing around and it doesn't fall off. That's
very low profile. It's not catching a lot of wind or anything. It's,
you know, no.
And one thing I learned from SHOT Show is that when I go to an event at SHOT Show, take a bunch of GoPros with a bunch of different mounts, because like I missed out on this thing where they had a helicopter flying and shooting up something with a minigun.
Mm-hmm.
They would have taken my GoPro up there and let me get that. So I could have had the angle from far away. I already had two angles. I had the impact area and I had the wide shot. And if I'd had that shot, I could have been cutting through those three shots. And now I just carry three GoPros everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Just because they work so well and you get to show some aspects.
Yeah, you get the mounting kit and call it good, man.
Yep. So. Well, I'm glad that the professor uses the same thing I use. The professor also has sons, though. I have sons, but they're not involved with what I do, so I don't have people taking care of that, and now you got people taking care of that. That's when you know you've made it, Paul. You know you've made it when your people are taking care of it. No, I don't deal with that. Paul couldn't tell me right now what kind of cameras his boys use to film him and the various videos he does. They look great and they're splendid. Is Zach the one doing most of this stuff?
Yeah. Zach does most of the stuff. We have, you know, we've got a professional kit, and it's funny because, you know, when we started out, we had the large camera that actually used the high 8 tapes.
Right.
Man, those tapes are expensive. They're like $50 a piece. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then we moved from that to the digital card cameras. And the cameras kept getting smaller and smaller.
You know? Yeah, I had not thought about that. You've been doing this long enough to where you've gone through several iterations of the technology.
Oh, yeah. We first started shooting. We were shooting on tape. You know, when we started doing Shooting of the Gun, we were shooting on tape, and those tapes had to be taken back and you know, downloaded onto the computer. And then the tapes go into the safe because the tapes are your backup.
Right.
You know. But man, those, you know, you only got like, I don't know, what did you get? 2 hours for a tape? Something like that, 80 minutes.
Well, depending on the tape, the shorter the tape, the better the quality. If it was a 60 minute tape, it was better quality as far as what you got out of it.
Yeah, it was probably, they were probably 60 minute tapes going at about $49 a piece. So that doesn't take long to add up to get pricing.
Yeah. Well, now the digital age. Well, I mean, even the digital age, I had to send my GH6 back to B&H to get it exchanged for the audio port. The memory that goes in that, the CFast card, it's like $400.
Oh, yeah.
For one terabyte because of what it films, the different things it films, different way it films. So.
We're so spoiled now.
I know.
You talk to people and you're like, how did they, you know, they were making movies and television 80 years ago without computers.
Your editor knew how to use Scotch tape the best way there was to know.
You remember 8mm movies?
Yes, I do. I had one. That was my first movie camera.
I did too. When I was in junior high, I did a little art project, movie project with, a super 8mm camera, which had no sound, you know, no sound, just picture.
Right.
And my dad had from, I don't know, being young, whatever.
I got a proposal for you. We're coming up on the first break, but I got a proposal
for you.
All right,
man, it's first break already.
First break. Crazy. I told you it'd be entertaining. It's entertaining for me and you anyway.
yeah.
The Student of the Gun. When you go to studentofthegun.com, SOFTG, what you're going to find is it is a portal. If you need a trauma kit, they sell one. If you need a how-to book, they have written them. And if you need to see a video of how to do something, well, they have shot it with the various ways and means that we're discussing now. So I'm talking to the professor, Paul Markle. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load talking to Paul Markle, the student of the gun. I'm looking on eBay right now to find an 8 millimeter camera.
But that what they have are not the ones that they have. They're like they look a little more modern. I want the kind that they shot that video Bigfoot with back in 69 or 68 or whatever that was. with the rotating. The one I had the rotating lens where you had three different lenses on it.
Uh-huh.
I want to find one of those, but these are all like Sony's or.
Well, they used to have one. It was like a Handycam kind of thing.
Right.
You installed the cartridge, the 8mm, the Super 8 came in a cartridge, and you stuck it in there, and it had like a little fold down, flip up handle, and a single trigger, and I'm sure it had a couple of batteries or whatever in it to make it work, and then you just push that button and let the good times roll. And then you took the cartridge into your photo mat, you know, came back in a week, and then you had a little reel of film, and they were, 10 minutes? You got like 10 minutes?
At best.
Yeah. But I was just saying, my dad had one of those Super 8 editing kits where you could splice the stuff together, you know, and it had a little magnifying view screen, and it had the, you know, where you could actually do a cut. Splice because it would slice it, and then you made them up, and then you put the adhesive, the special adhesive on them to get them to run. I got one for you.
Okay.
How many times were you in either high school or junior high, and the movie got stuck for just like 2 seconds, and the bulb burned through the
film? Yeah, it just melted right there. Yeah.
Those bulbs were so hot that if it got stuck for 2 or 3 seconds, that would just melt right through it.
See, I'm trying to figure out. I guess I need to look for that. I'll just search that while we're talking. Let's see. 1967. Vintage. 8mm camera. 8mm camera. Pop. There you go. That's what I want to see. Well, gosh, you can find them for like $90.
Yeah, but can you get film?
Well, even if you got film, can you get it developed?
Yeah.
There ain't no Photomax no more.
No. If you wanted to shoot film now, that's a niche freaking thing. You can, there are like 2 labs in America that you can send it away to and get it done.
Right.
You want to talk guns or something?
Let's talk guns because we've been talking about filming guns. So one of the guns I'm taking out today is one that I haven't shot this kind of AR-15 in a long time. And I want to know your opinion of this. I have an AR-15 from Spikes Tactical that is just a patrol rifle. All it has on it is Magpul Mo stuff on it, and it is just plain Jane.
Mm-hmm.
I have no plans to put anything on it. Have we gotten a little too fancy with these guns that we get where we're putting lasers and flashlights and optics and angled optics and all these other things?
Well, is it have a carrying handle or is it a flat top?
Flat top.
It's got flat top, so it's not super, it's not like old school.
No.
It's not a carrying handle.
Well, I mean, you can't, I don't even know who makes one like that anymore. I thought the last ones that came out with those were Colts.
Oh, well, they don't make them anymore, and it's too bad. But for a little while there, Brownells was doing a retro line of guns.
Right.
And they went back to all the original Stoner patents and built the guns with the Stoner patents. They did the XM Echo 1, and they did the XM 177 E2 and, you know, all that stuff. They actually even did an original AR-10. With the weird funky charging handle.
Right.
Remember when the original AR-10 where the charging handle was underneath the carrying handle?
Yes,
it was like a C kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So they did those for a few years and then they stopped making them. So if you were lucky enough or smart enough to grab one up, good on you. I've got 2 of them. I've got the XM 177, which became eventually the CAR-15, and then the XM 16 Echo 1, which is the precursor to the M 16. You know, what's funny is those receivers that were built in the '60s have been recycled because, I mean, an aluminum receiver has got no moving parts.
Right.
It doesn't take any any recoil. It's not like it's being stressed from the explosions or anything. And when I was in the late mid 2000s, like 08, 09, you know, 10, I was a small arms and tactics instructor as a military contractor, you know, and I was working with the military. And I was online with this kid, or this group of kids, you know, military kids. And I noticed that the lower receiver was a different color than the upper. It was kind of that metallic battleship gray, you know, not the normal, like Parkerizing color that you would see today. And I walked over and I asked the kid, I said, "Wait, let me see your rifle." And he handed it to me. I looked at the receiver, and the receiver was stamped Colt AR-15 XM-16E1. U.S. government property.
Right.
I looked at the kid who was probably 19. I said, "You see this receiver here on this rifle?" And he looked at me. He's like, "Yeah." I said, "It's older than your father." And he's like, "What?" And I said, "Yeah. Yeah. Yeah." And a lot of people don't realize that the original M16s had the pony on them. It said Colt AR-15 on the receiver. And then it had the military markings, the M16A1, M16A2, whatever. But all the old guns said AR-15 on them.
Right. So are we talking about the Mattel hand grip guns? Were those the ones that...
You know, Mattel was just a polymer manufacturer.
Well, I'm talking about that era of gun. Was that the Colt one that you were going to?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the XM was like early to mid-60s. That's the one. That was the one that actually had the split break, the three-prong split break up front that they called the jungle, the vine catcher, or the whole wait a second catch, you know, gun.
Right, right, right.
Because they would get caught when they were going through brush. The irony of that, though, is you remember, you know, so the GIs hated those in Nam because they would catch on stuff. But if you look now, like the Vortex muzzle device is basically that. It's an improved version of that.
Yeah.
Because it was a good design. You know, from functionality standpoint, it was a good design. You know, they knew what they were doing, but they just didn't realize that the guys are going to be catching them on vines and crap in the jungle. So they changed it and they modified it and they made it the A1 break, the flash hider / compensator.
Right. Well, hang on for me. We're going to continue this talk because we haven't even answered my question yet. So we'll be doing that shortly.
Oh, we're getting there.
I know we are. Talking to Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. The University of North Carolina is issuing an all-clear following the hunt for an armed and dangerous person on campus. Police swarmed the school earlier, and the campus was on lockdown for several hours. Get ready now for Idalia. That's the message to Floridians from the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to start to deteriorate on Tuesday. Get your hurricane supplies ready.
National Hurricane Center Director Dr. Michael Brennan says the Big Bend region could see 7 to 11 feet of storm surge. Flash flooding is possible with 4 to 8 inches of rain and a large swath from the Tampa Bay region to North Florida. Former President Trump's federal 2020 election interference case will begin in the middle of the Republican presidential primaries. The Obama-appointed judge today scheduled the trial to start on March 4, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday. Trump is also facing three other criminal cases. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. We're talking to Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load. Talking about one of the guns I'm about to go shoot here very, very shortly is a Spiked Tactical Plain Jane Patrol Rifle. It has one pop-up sight. It has the original front sight post of the old original M16 on the front. Nothing else. My question to Paul is, have we gotten into an era of too many things on the gun? Do we need to practice with guns like this? Is this something that I should consider carrying as one of the in-the-truck guns, that kind of thing? So, and we were going through the whole history of the development, which is pretty good stuff. So, please, if you would, please, continue.
No, it's funny that you would bring that up because, there's a project coming down the line.
Yeah.
Where I got involved and did exactly that. If you remember the origin era of Gunsight when Jeff Cooper was running it,
right,
back in the 60s, 70s, and the main gun back then was the 1911. And it was obviously the main gun because that we had millions of them that we'd manufactured during World War II. And then they were on the surplus market, and so it was relatively easy for Americans to get their hands on 1911s. And so we had this boom of 1911 gunsmiths, and everybody wanted to work on 1911s. Everybody was, they were racing to add stuff to 1911s. They wanted to add the full-length guide rails and the extended safeties and all this nonsense. And what Cooper did was he sat down and he looked at it and he's like, okay, there are some improvements that can be made to the original gun.
Right.
Like the, they needed an enlarged or flared magwell, or not magwell, ejection port. The ejection port needed to be a little bit thicker. And then there were a few other things, but Cooper was he was very much against just adding things for the sake of adding things, you know?
Right.
Just, so it was like widgets. And what he said was that the gun sight pistol had everything you needed and nothing you didn't. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Right.
Right. Well, I applied that same thinking to the AR-15. Everything you need and nothing you don't. And we're going to be releasing that. It's your audience is the first to find out about it, so congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Audience.
Yeah.
My audience doesn't even know yet.
Oh.
Because I'm waiting to get the first model, the first one in my hands, which should happen pretty soon.
So this is going to be a handgun.
No, it's a rifle.
Okay,
an AR-15 rifle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would like to see that. When you get that, send me a picture.
Oh, I definitely will.
Yeah.
It's that thinking of everything that you need, but nothing you don't.
Well, you know,
nothing superfluous. No, $700 aluminum rail system handguards and stuff like that.
Right, right. See, I've handled one gun like that I consider to be that kind of a gun. The problem was that it was a Nighthawk. But it was the Clint Smith Nighthawk, which, you know, Clint had certain, like, when he designed the Thunder Ranch pistol that they made for him, he told him that he didn't want it. He wanted it to be completely toolless. He could just handle it and mess with it, do what he had to do to it without any tools. It was the best basic 1911 I've ever shot. Single stack, 45 ACP, old school all the way. And hasn't he transitioned to a Glock now? Has Clint done that to me?
Oh, probably. Probably. Well, he used to go out and he had a really super fancy Les Bear that was his range gun.
Right.
And it used to make people cringe because he would do shield drills with it. He would rack the slide off a shield and he would drop it on the ground. And people were just like, that's a $2,500 gun. How could you do that? And to his credit, he's like, it's just a tool.
Yeah, see, the Nighthawk costs more than that. It's like $3,400 or $3,900.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he does the same thing with that gun, too. He definitely does not hold them as an idol. They're just like
a trinket or whatever.
It's a tool to him. It's, you know, he just happens to like Snap-on tools. I don't mind that. I don't mind that too much. I understand that. But, I mean, for me, one of the things I'm going to do with this gun is I'm fighting, you know, would you just put a red dot on it and call it a day? Would you just leave it the way it is and just leave it blank, flat?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with a good red dot.
Yeah.
It just makes life easier. That's
yeah.
All.
Well, I'm thinking about adding that. Although the other thing I'm thinking about is I'm going to add it with one of these new high mounts to where I don't have to bend my aging neck down so far to get to find it. Even though, you know, most of the mounts I don't have to do that with. But
if you do a same plane mount.
Yeah. Is that what they call the same plane?
It's not the same plane as the A2. You've got an A, you just described, you said it's got an A2 front sight housing.
Right,
on it.
Right.
So with the flip up, the backup sight or the flip up sight, is it an MOE sight? The mag?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You flip that up. And you put just like a, you know, an aim point or if you want to save some money, a Holosun or whatever, with the same plane riser and you just look straight through it. And the dot will be lined. That's the great thing about that. Those is you BZO those dots pretty quickly.
Right.
If your iron sights are on, you just throw the freaking red dot on there and you put the red dot on the tip of the front sight and, you know, put it on paper and it'll be within an inch of where it needs to be.
We're going to see. I'm taking two out. Now, one does have a red dot sight with a magnifier on it. And it's the more fancy Spikes Tactical. I've got the one they call the Distressed Battle Rifle, which is very, very light. It's a light AR. And it's a 14.5-inch gun. Do you like a shorter AR? Is 16 inches in total length, is that pretty good?
Yeah, does it have a fixed muzzle device?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, though, is with the shorter barrels, it's like, well, it's a 14.5-inch barrel with a permanently affixed muzzle device to bring it out to 16.1. You're like, okay, woohoo. I could have just done a regular 16-inch barrel, called it good. But, you know, the one of the best devices is when it comes to just straight up short barrel devices is the one that they designed for the XM177.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing, it goes on a 12.5-inch barrel and it pushes the gas away from the shooter's face, which is what it should be doing.
That's nice. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it masks the flash very, very well. Yes, those guys do. They knew what they were doing,
right?
You know, everybody we like to think that we're all geniuses now because we have computers and the internet and crap. You know, Stoner and Kalashnikov, they designed their guns minus computers. It was all done with pencils,
slide rules, pencils, rulers,
slide rules and pencils, man.
Math.
Yeah, not one computer to be found.
Right. Don't I? The thing you're pointing out though is that all we have nowadays are the derivatives of that which they created. They created the foundation on which everybody other builds all these fancy things nowadays.
Yep.
Which is interesting. But as my waistline goes down, I'm trying to work on driving my skill set back up. So when we get back, I will explain to the professor why I am doing what I'm doing today and just get his input on it. I've already fed it to his buddy Super Dave. I'll tell him what his input was. Which Super Dave's input is always amazingly blunt. It's like running into a brick wall when you're doing 60. Super Dave does not mince words with me at all. So I like that. Anyway, student of the gun. This is the portal by which you find everything that Paul does, and Paul does a lot. He has things to sell to you. He has books for you to read. He likes digital books. He's got digital books. He also has video, instructional video. Some of it that you can use and save yourself some time and add to your skill set. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Time on the firing line, and we're talking to Paul Markle from studentofthegun.com. One of the reasons, Paul, that I'm taking this gun out and I'm going to start training more with the long guns is I was talking, and I've heard this from more than one person. Okay, John Farnham told me the same thing. But when I was talking to Super Dave, he sort of made it interesting. He asked a very interesting question, which I should have thought about, but I didn't. So, my question to him was, if you're carrying a secondary weapon, which he always is, which he carries seven magazines in the S-Dave rig, my question is, with any sort of rig that he might carry, if he's going somewhere and transporting a long gun, just in case things get really sort of hairy wherever he's at, how much handgun ammunition does he have, and how much practice does he put into the transition of the handgun? Would you like to know what he asked me?
Yes, I want to know.
So he asked me, he said, so do you think you can transition to your handgun, get your handgun up faster than you can put a gun through sports, a long gun?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that for a minute, and it might be the same. It might be close to the same.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, so my question to you is, what does it matter how fast you can transition? If your long gun is functioning, why would you go to a handgun? Thoughts?
Oh, I have absolute thoughts on that.
Okay.
So you're shooting a rifle,
right,
and it's going bang, and then surprisingly or unexpectedly, it stops going bang.
Right.
Now, it could be you ran out of ammunition.
Right.
But generally we know, let's face it, if you've got enough experience with a rifle, you're not just, okay, I fired five or six shots or seven or eight. I didn't fire 30. I just didn't fire 28. It's
right.
Not empty. That's not the problem.
Right.
So what is the problem? Did the magazine come unseated? Maybe. Do I have a double feed? Do I have a bad piece of ammunition? And in those situations, in a situation like that, it is absolutely faster to go to a secondary gun than it is to try and clear a double feed.
Okay.
If you just had a bad piece, if God decided to present you with a challenge that day, and you had a, you had a, you know, the,
the hammer fell and the cartridge didn't go boom. You know, if that's the case, yes, you can slap the bottom of the magazine, yank the charging handle, and you're probably good to go. But the trick is, and here's the trick, when the gun stops making noise in that millisecond, you don't know. You don't know.
Right.
I mean, you could have, there could be a broken piece in that gun. The hammer spring could have broken. Anything could have happened. You just don't know. But what do you know? You do know that there is a functioning, at least it was last time you used it, there's a fully functioning handgun attached to your body.
Right.
So you can either, you know, pull your rifle back and look at it like a hog staring at a wristwatch, or you can whip out your pistol and, you know, continue. It's like, so we have to ask ourselves, why are you shooting? Why are you shooting the rifle?
Right.
Are you shooting the rifle because, you know, there's 500 groundhogs out there and you're going to eliminate them all?
Right.
Or are we practicing to address real world deadly threats?
Right.
And you're far better off continuing the momentum of the bullet launching rather than to, you know, especially if you're by yourself. Now, if you're with a team, you know, you yell cover, you get down and you start farting with your gun.
Right.
Or you just draw your pistol and keep going.
Right.
If there's this thing called momentum. And if you have the momentum as the good guy, if you have the offensive momentum and then you give up the offensive momentum by stopping
firing.
Yeah, you just like stop and start staring at your gun and ripping and snatching and clawing. Do you think that you don't get a training timeout?
Right.
The villain that's trying to make you a dead human isn't going to say, oh, I'll give this guy a chance. The momentum of the fight's going to shift and then it's going to be in their favor. So, you know, and of course we're also talking distance. You know, if your intended target is 175 yards away, hit the ground and fix your gun. But if your intended target is 30 yards away or 20 yards away or 15 yards away, it's way faster and more efficient and tactically better. It's tactically better to keep up the noise than it is to stop the noise. And like I said, when that long gun unexpectedly stops making noise, you don't know why. It could be easy.
Right.
Great. But it might be hard. It might be a double feed.
Right.
It might be a bad ammo. It might have, something inside of that thing might have broke. I mean, it's a machine. Machines break.
Sure.
You're way better off drawing that gun out and launching effective bullets downrange than you are. Cause, you know, what do you do if you try and, first of all, when Dave says sports, that makes me laugh.
I said sports.
Dave and
I said sports.
You said sports. Dave didn't say sports. Okay. Sports is, I'm going to tell you what this is. It's a cool acronym that we can't let go of because we learned it in boot camp. I let go of it a long time ago. And I let go of it because it's either A, way too much, it's more than you need, or it's not enough. Sports is garbage.
Well, it's a foundational thing they teach you in basic training.
Yeah, they do that because it's a cool acronym.
Okay, so it's just for everybody who doesn't know, it means slap the magazine, pull back the charging handle, observe the chamber, release the charging handle, tap the forward reserve, shoot.
The forward assist.
Forward assist.
Yeah, and then shoot. Okay, so if you've got a type 1 or a type 2, that's way too many steps.
Right.
And if you have a type 3, it's nowhere near enough.
Well, but it's just a foundational thing. And when I say that, I'm basically talking about remedial action.
Dude, I'm not,
I understand.
But that's part of our culture is we get these things, we learn these things, and then we take it as dogma, and then we never examine it again.
Never right? Question it again.
We never question it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that part. The dogma part, I fully get that. We get into these, it's like the Doobie Brothers album cover. What were once vices are now habits.
Wow, you just lost 78% of your audience. Well,
that's
maybe
all right. 92%. That's all right. I was there. I was there when that album came out.
That's funny, man.
Taking it to the streets. Is that what you're doing, Bill? You're taking it to the streets?
No, that was the Michael McDonald era. This is the pre-Michael McDonald era.
Oh, the pre-Michael McDonald. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, after their music after Michael McDonald, I found that to be very disappointing. It was very hard. I couldn't even figure out what kind of music they were making besides I liked it during the China Grove Blackwater era. I don't even remember who the lead singer was during that, but whoever it was, miles better than Michael McDonald. Then it just became a piano band when that happened. Anyway, we're getting
we'll be there.
The dogma that you're referring to. I know a lot of guys try to fight that and point out why are you doing that? Because somebody taught you that? Well, okay, they taught you that based on a certain set of criteria. It's not always going to be that certain set of criteria, right? That's what you're saying. Be adaptable.
Well, we need to ask ourselves, are we training for the range or are we training for the world?
There you go. All right, there you go.
And a lot of things that we do it because we're on the training range.
Well, when you're training for the world, though, you got to open yourself up to all kinds of possibilities, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. So,
That puts me in mind, when I was in the martial arts, Dan Inosanto was Bruce Lee's primary, his assistant student that he handed everything over to. And yep. he was a Filipino. And he would tell you about the different Filipino martial arts. And in one part of the Philippines, they had this sword fighting style. And because it was so muddy, the sword fighting style, everybody promptly threw themselves on the ground in a seated position because they're going to end up that way anyway. And they started fighting from the seated position because of where they were.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that to me is more of a real world application when you get out and say, okay, this is why I'm doing this based on where I am. And of course, if they didn't have any muddy ground underneath, they could just stand up and fight because it worked both ways. But their approach was all based upon the real world. Anyway, as it always is, I'm always entertained when you come on the show with me. So thank you very much for taking the time to be with me today. And find Paul at thestudentofthegun.com. He and his, they are out there putting out large amounts of stuff. It's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.